Okay, so this morning's reading is taken from Luke chapter 1, verse 39 to 56, and you can find it on page 1026 in the Blue Bibles. That's 1026. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favoured that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill his promises to her."
Verse 46 to 56. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arms, and he has scattered those who are proud of their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home.
Great, well, thank you for reading so well for us. Please keep that passage open there in front of you, from Luke chapter 1. It's page 1026 if you accidentally shut your Bible. We're going to be thinking about Mary's song this morning that we see here in this passage. Now, it's just one more week to go. This time next week, it's Christmas Day. I don't know if you realise that. Some of you may have picked that up. And some of you, I guess, will be very excited about what's going to happen. Now, I wonder, what has got you excited? What excites you about Christmas? And maybe just turn to the person next to you. Just think of one thing that really excites you, really gets you going for Christmas time. Yeah, off you go. Okay, well, hopefully you could at least think of something. In our house, we get excited about different things, so I'm pretty excited about the food. My kids are excited about the tree and the presents and really pretty much everything about it. But my wife, Jo, she gets excited by Christmas music. In fact, she says that really Christmas hasn't started until she's put on her best Christmas party ever CD. And obviously the result of that is that we all have these really irritating Christmas songs going through our heads all throughout the weeks in the build-up. And the one that I can't sort of shake at the moment, I thought I'd share with you so that you can't shake it as well. It's the one that goes, "All the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful." And then I can't remember the next bit, so I just go, "Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, let it snow, let it snow." Snow, of course, is exciting too, isn't it? Songs get my wife excited. The Christmas songs, that's what really make it for her. That's when it starts for her. And for many of us, Christmas is a real time of excitement and joy. We look forward to it. Some of us look forward to it really from sort of June time. And we should look forward to it. It is an exciting time for us. Now, in the story that Hannah and Rachel just read for us, we have a woman whose name is Mary, a young girl, really, a teenage girl, most likely, and she's very excited about Christmas time. But it's actually the first Christmas time. She doesn't know it's Christmas time yet. It's the first ever Christmas. And she's excited because she's carrying a little baby in her tummy. And she's so excited about it that she actually writes the first ever Christmas number one. The first ever Christmas song. Now, we don't know what the tune goes, but we do know what the lyrics are, and they're there recorded for us in Luke chapter 1. So if you want to pick up a Bible and have a look down, you can see there in verse 46, Mary starts. And it says Mary said there, but that word can also mean sung as well. And she's singing this song to us, and she starts, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour." So like most other Christmas songs that have followed this one, it's a song of joy. It's a happy song. Why? Because God has blessed her with this incredible gift. And this baby, of course, is a very special baby. And actually, if we look a bit before that in verse 43, we see that this baby is, in fact, the Lord. Mary is carrying the Son of God himself inside her. Her child, he won't just speak about God. He won't just follow God. He won't just represent God. He is God. God the Son, the Lord. Actually, we just sang about that in our last carol. Do you remember the last line of that carol? Jesus, Lord at thy birth. Let's think about that. That's just amazing. The Lord, that's the God who created the heavens, who put the sun and the moon and the stars in the sky. That's the God who made the earth and everything in the earth and everything that's ever been in the earth and will be in the earth. That's the God who sustains all life throughout this universe. And he's this big and inside the belly of a teenage girl. Now, more than that, Mary knows that God is going to bring salvation through this child. God, my Saviour, is who she rejoices in as she starts her song. She knows that this child's going to grow up and bring salvation to the world, that he's going to die for the sins of the world, and that those who trust in him can be saved from death and from hell. Now, that's a baby to be excited about, isn't it? That's something to be excited about at Christmas time. Now, another thing that comes through in this little song that we have here before us is that Mary is amazed that God would give this incredible gift to her. Why would God choose her to receive this wonderful gift? See, something of this comes across in verse 48. He's been mindful of the humble state of his servant. So there's a bit of a question here for us. Why did God not choose a sort of king or queen, or an emperor or an empress, to have his special Lord and Saviour baby? Why did he choose this poor young girl who's never even been a parent or a wife even? Well, as Mary sings her song, she reveals the answer to this, why God chose her. And as she does, she reveals some really wonderful truths about who God is, about God's heart. We're going to think about that now. And we're going to do that by I need a few volunteers to help me. So I need 5 volunteers. Erin, Hannah, Ella, yeah, you guys come up. Cameron, thank you. Another boy, is there another boy? Yes, Reuben, thank you. Great, you guys come up here. Okay, now what I want you to do is to represent certain types of people. So we'll have Hannah first of all. Hannah, you can represent young mum. So if you come over here. Come stand here for us. I've got a little costume for you as well. Well, it's not really a costume. It's more of a prop. Sorry, you have to. It's a baby. You have to hold it like a baby. Okay, so you hold on to baby. Great. And then Cameron, where are you? Come over here, Cameron. You can just be person at school. Okay. So you can stand here. I've got something for you as well. Hang on a sec. You've got a school bag, and I thought schoolboys would wear glasses, so I thought I'd bring you some glasses too, so you can wear those. So if you stand there, make sure you hold up the sign so people can see. Okay, now Ella, this one's yours, I think. You're a powerful politician. You go stand over there. I've got something for you in a second. And then a smart professor, that sounds like Erin to me. And a rich executive, that definitely sounds like Reuben. So you guys go stand there. I've got stuff for you too. Hang on a second. So who's the professor?
Me.
So you've got some goggles, so you can put those on. Oh, sorry, don't want to ping them on your face. They might be a bit big, so you have to hold them there. You've also got a nice lab coat too, which again might be a bit big, but you can stick this on. So here you go, Aaron, stick your arms in there. You got it? Great, and the rich executive, well, you'd never be caught short without your wallet and your smartphone and your car keys. So, Reuben, you better hold those. You're going to need to use your imagination because there's not much money and the cars are very nice. And if anyone rings, don't answer it, that's fine. And then, powerful politician, you would have a suit jacket too, wouldn't you? So, Ella, you can wear this. Thank you. Thank you, and probably a tie. You wouldn't be caught short without a tie. So we won't worry about doing it up. We'll just sort of wrap it here, and you can kind of wear it like a scarf. That's fine. Now, here's the question. Which of these are amazing people, and which of these are normal people? Now, in one sense, everybody's amazing, aren't they? But the question is, which kind of people do our world celebrate? Which ones do you see on TV or in the newspapers? Which of these are celebrated? Which are thought of as amazing? And which are thought of as just ordinary, just normal? Well, I'm going to suggest that these two, if you come to the front here, you're thought of as fairly ordinary, normal types of people. And these three, if you want to come forward so people can see your signs, they have to move to the side of the chair. Oh, there you go. You guys tend to be thought of as amazing types of people. And we'd expect amazing things to happen to amazing people. We'd expect them to get all the good stuff. We'd expect them to have all the favors done for them. We'd expect them to have the good life. But in our Christmas story, Mary is amazed as she realizes that God doesn't think like this. God doesn't care that Mary doesn't have any money. He doesn't care that he's not famous or especially clever or powerful. God gives a very ordinary, unimpressive, unmarried, achieved nothing kind of girl the greatest of his gifts. And here's what this means. Because God gave his son to someone like Mary, we learn that she is the kind of person whom God loves to bless and give his gifts to. And then she sings of it. His mercy extends to those who fear him. From generation to generation, he's performed mighty deeds with his arm. He scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He's brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He's filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. Who does God choose to give his good gift of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to? Well, verse 50 says, not just to Mary, his mercy extends. His mercy extends to those like Mary, to those who are humble and those who fear him. If you want to put your signs down here, we can just trade those over. Take one of those, Cameron. Take one of those, Hannah, sorry. Okay, move to the side a little bit, to the front. God chooses to give his son, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to those who know that there's nothing special about them, to the humble. To those who know that he is special, to those who fear him, to those who think he is amazing. And who misses out on the good gifts of Jesus? Those who are proud. Those who already think they're amazing. Those who think they don't need God's help in this world or the world to come. Thank you. Okay, you guys go sit down. Put your signs there. That's great. Thank you. You can take off your things. I'll take the baby back. Thank you. Stick your stuff down here. Let's give them a bit of a clap. Well done. You chuck it down here, Ella. Thank you. Thanks. So as we look at this first Christmas song, we see two things. They're going to come up on the screen for us. Two things. Number one, God has given us his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as a Saviour for all people. And that is cause for great joy and for singing. And so it's good that we sing at this time of year. It's good that we sing his praises at this time of year. Second thing, if you want to share in the kind of joy that makes you sing, the kind of joy that Mary has, then you need to be the kind of person that Mary was. You need to be humble and fear the Lord. You need that attitude of humility that says, I'm a sinner and I'm in desperate need of the grace and mercy of an amazing God. If you will humble yourself and admit that you are a sinner and that God is amazing, then you can have the salvation that Jesus Christ offers. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for sending your Son into this world, that he took the form of a baby and became a man and died for the sins of the world. We thank you too, Lord, that you chose to give him to a poor peasant girl called Mary. Lord, we thank you that that teaches us that you're the kind of God who blesses that kind of person who is humble and fears you. And Lord, we pray that at Christmas time we would be this kind of person who recognizes our own sin and our own desperate need of help from you and who thinks you are amazing and worships you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.